Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father McElpenny, for coming all the way across town to be our guest speaker.
When I whet my flashing sword, and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will take vengeance upon mine enemies, and I will repay those who hate me. O Lord, raise me to thy right hand and count me among thy saints.
And I am reminded on this holy day of the sad story of Biddy Genovese. As you all may remember, long time ago, almost 30 years ago, this poor soul cried out for help time and time again, but no person answered her calls. Though many saw, no one so much as called the police. They all just watched as Kitty was being stabbed to death in broad daylight. They watched as her assailants walked away. Now, we must all fear evil men. But there is another kind of evil which we must fear most, and that is the indifference of good men.
I do believe the Messenius finally got the point.
Aye.
Than their thumb.
Can't do much damage with that thing, can we? Perhaps it should have been a rule of wrist.
I knew you two pricks would give me problems.
Come on, it's St. Patty's Day. It's all in good fun.
Now fuck you! And fuck you too!
I'm sorry, all right? Just relax. Oh!
shit.
I'm going to have to close down the bar. Well, the Russians are burning up buildings all over the town, including this one. Fuck! Ass! And they're not letting me renew my lease.
Let me talk to my boss. Maybe he can do something.
Hey, listen, fellas. I don't want anyone to know, so you keep your trap shut. Well, you know what they say. People in glass houses sink ships.
Hey, Doc, I gotta buy you like a proverb book or something. This mix and match shit's gotta go.
What? What can he say? He's got 200 bush in it.
And don't cross the road if you can't get out of the kitchen.
Sister. I am your one, Chekhov. And you, we will be closing now.
Chekhov. Well, this here's McCoy. We find a spark who got us an away team.
I'm in no mood for discussion. You stay. The rest of you, go now.
Why don't you make like a tree? And get the fuck out of here.
You know he's going to the week's end, right? You don't have to be hard asses, do you?
Yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day. Everyone's Irish tonight. Why don't you just pull up a stool and have a drink with us?
This is no game. If you won't go, we will make you go.
So these two guys are kicking the shit out of each other, right?
This guy picks up an old kitchen sink or something too long. Fucking crushes this guy with it. He'll make a big bang. Puts his friend against him. Now they get a soft drink. What's up, guy?
Pounds. Fucking huge.
That's pretty thin.
Very thin.
Okay. All right. Say these two guys right here, they don't even know the fucking huge guy. They're just staggering home from a bar still all fucked up from St. Paddy's last night. They decided to take a shortcut down through the alley. Wrong fucking alley. Because this big motherfucker, he's just waiting for him, right? And what could be more perfect for a strong-arm robbery? Two drunk guys, all bandaged up. They're already injured, for Christ's sakes. Look at them. So these guys are stumbling through the alley. This guy takes a blunt object, fucking whack! Hits the guy with the bandages around his head, right? Why? Because he's smart. He knows the guy with the bandage around his ass, he ain't going nowhere. He's going fucking nowhere. Where you going? Nowhere. That's right. He ain't done yet. He comes over here and jumps on this guy's back and crushes him to death. I feel something big here. I'd be surprised to see a lot of these turning up.
Brilliant. So now we got a huge guy theory and a serial crusher theory. Top notch. What's your name?
Detective Greenlee. Who the fuck are you?
That's who the fuck I am.
Listen, I gotta do this by the numbers. ID just came back on these guys. They got connections with the Russian mob. That makes it a federal matter. And Agent Smecker here is heading up the investigation with our full cooperation.
Why don't you get me a cup of coffee?
Who the hell is it?
Cafe latte.
What the
fuck? Twist of lemon.
Chief, what the fuck is this?
Sweet and low. Of this building. See if he's had any complaints of water coming down in any of the apartments starting just this morning. Langley, you take that building. Same thing. Chafee! Newman?
Yes, sir.
Look in the trash around the hand. See if you can find me two bullet casings. 50 caliber. That's certainly right. Newman, rip through this shit. If this was a sink, find me some metal parts. Give me a drain cover, faucet, or something.
Got it right here. It's a 50 cal.
Chief, could you get ballistics down here and tell them they have to dig a 50 caliber slug out of the brick wall and locate another that's been fired through a dumpster?
He's the best ballistics guy in the world.
Damn near in 10 minutes.
How do you know that?
Liquid paraffin. Came up positive. And bullet holes are usually a big clue.
Nobody reported any gunshots.
This is an Irish neighborhood. I'm surprised you even got a phone call.
You know, I can't find the second one, sir.
Look under the body.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You guys ready for this? This was no gangland assassination. No creative. It was way too sloppy. Something went wrong here. This has personal written all over it.
Agent Smecker. Yeah, this is all illegal loft housing. There's no management of the premises. Well, they found a lady in the fourth floor said she had water dripping down on her whole place. Started just this morning.
Fourth floor, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're heading to the fifth.
Come on, just get out of here. They're reaching.
It's a theory.
I don't know.
No way. You know how big a guy's gonna be do that? Fucking huge.
Oh, really? I might just be wanting a bagel with my coffee.
I ain't getting him no fucking bagel.
We'll stop the ass kissing with you.
Agent Specker. Agent Specker. Listen, I know this neighborhood's pretty good. It's a bar down the block named McGinty's. Seems a good chance they were there last night.
Good work, Mitchell. I'll check it out myself.
Look at the ceiling. Sense of touch alone. Wait till you feel me move.
Yeah. So quick you couldn't even feel me go, could you? Let's try it again. Try it again. Look at the ceiling.
There's your coming, dog. Jesus Christ. What the fuck happened?
Are you boys all right?
Alive.
An FBI agent came by the bar and he left me his cut. He left me his cut. Oh, he fucking gave me this. Fuck! Ah! What are you going to do?
You're going to turn ourselves in. Tell him it was self-defense.
Yeah, that's what he said.
How the fuck do you know that? We haven't spoken to anyone yet.
I don't know. He didn't say.
All right. Listen, Doc, we need you to do us a favor.
Just hold on to this, Boris. We're going to come back for it when we get out.
Right. Fuck! Ah!
None of that cursing was directed at you.
First of all, I'd like to thank whichever one of you donut-munching, barrel-assed, pud-pulling sissies leaked this to the press. That's just what we need now.
Some sensational story in the papers making these boys out to be superheroes, triumphing over evil. Let me squash the rumors now. These two are not heroes. They're just two ordinary men who were put in an extraordinary situation, and they just happened to come out on top. Yes, nothing from our far-reaching computer system has turned up diddly on these two. All we know is what we found out from the neighbors. And the general consensus is, they're angels. But angels don't kill. And we got two bodies in the morgue that look like they've been serial crushed by some huge friggin' guy.
Are we considering these guys armed and dangerous?
Well, not armed. If they had guns, they would have used them. But dangerous? Very.
Now, what makes you think they're dangerous? I mean, maybe they're just protecting each other.
Hey, look. I'm not saying one way or the other. Just be careful and go by the protocol on this. It's Grunt Police Works going to bring this one in.
These guys are miles away by now. But if you want to beat your head against the wall, then here's what you're looking for. They're scared like two little bunny rabbits. Anything in a uniform or flashing blue lights is going to spook them, okay? So the only thing we can do is put a potato on a string and drag it through South Boston. Thanks for coming out.
You'd probably have better luck with beer.
Hey, you would.
Hey, Greenlee. Onion bagel, cream cheese. The conversation is going to be recorded. Just answer to the best of your knowledge.
Oh, excuse me, sir, please. Cortesera, Damis. Pequena, ok?
Os originais do mundo é de exigemos. Então se envolve. Vamos até para os edifícios.
Ok, we're ready.
You boys are not under oath here. Just answer the questions. I'm assuming... You knew these guys from before, huh?
We met them last night.
I had some pretty interesting bandages. Know anything about that?
Listen, if you want to fight, you can see you're outnumbered here. We're trying to be civil, so I suggest you take her offer.
I make the offer.
Hey, Boris. What would you do if I told you your pink old commie mother sucked so much dick, her face looks like an egg?
You should also have seen the vestia, yeah?
Boys, stona eto raz vizor, prosto shuk, sweetie nama shed vanya.
You speak any other languages?
Why? My mother insisted on it. French?
Comment crois-tu qui l'as-tu découvert sans nous en parler?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Non è la minima idea. Forse qualcuno ha visto e ha parlato.
What's that?
It's Italian.
Nicht in unsere Gegend, man. Die sind alle 100% irisch. Mit dem Bollen spritte keine. Basta.
Jawohl.
Entonces creo que es simplemente muy, muy bueno.
What are you guys doing working at a friggin' meatpacking plant?
Hi, Inspector?
Yeah?
The press is everywhere. They're just going nuts for these guys. I don't know what you want to do.
You're not being charged. It's up to you. You want to talk to him?
Absolutely not.
No pictures either. Is there any way that we could stay here?
Yeah. You know, we have an extra holding cell. You guys... Can they stay?
Well, we'll have to check with your mom. But it's okay with me if your friends sleep over. Time to feed the dogs.
Okay, people, okay. This is our official statement. The McManus brothers are not being charged with the crime. This is a clear-cut case of self-defense. They are being released at an undisclosed time and location in accordance with their wishes.
Do the McManus brothers have any priors? Can we speak with the McManus brothers?
Hey, Rocco, what are you doing?
Hey!
Yeah! Rock!
Yeah!
What
are
you doing there?
Yeah!
This poor soul cried out for help.
Watch.
As he simply walked
away.
Indifference. A good man. Nobody wanted to get involved.
Nobody. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God, made he man.
And while that we see him.
So that was just good and they flourish. The fucking Russians, Pager.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Keep the beard, man.
Fucking blow me.
Did you go to Finn?
Yeah.
Cheers,
yeah. Morning, son. How are you?
Morning.
We'd be honored if you'd join us. See this?
Donut. What's this? Saints.
What is Christ? What is
Doppler.
Из госпиталя Пинди Сарьева. Все собираемся в президентском номере отеля Копы Плаза. Комната 700 евро. Ровно в первую часть.
Amen.
Oh, this stuff's funny, man. Give it here, package boy.
Joey Bevo said it was important. I had to give it to myself.
Give me that fucking thing. Sit the fuck down. So, I'm Rocco. I'm the funny man. I'm so fucking funny.
Fuck you, Vincenzo.
How'd you get that shiner on your eye? What's the matter? Someone didn't think you're very funny?
I caught your show at the Velvet Room at the Holiday Inn. Loved it when you busted into Viva Las Vegas.
Wow! Well, you're probably culare! Eh? I saw my fingers on you dead in 4 hours, rotting! Eat a drunk of poison, you insignificant! Little spark! I always get my money, you cock-sucking bastardo! The 90s are killing me. I shouldn't have done that. You're not supposed to tell a guy you gotta kill him no more. I gotta tiptoe through the tulips with these assholes. Taking all the fun out of the job.
Papa Joe, you want me to go now?
All the boys, tell me how you make them laugh when you come around. What a crack up you are. What do they call you?
The funny man.
Funny man. I'm having a shitty day. I'm depressed. Tell me a funny joke.
Now? A joke? A joke. Yeah, all right. There's these three guys. A spick, a white guy, and a black guy.
Ninja.
Yeah, yeah. And they walk along the beach. They see this pot. They rub it. Genie comes out. Genie, you know, you wish for anything you want. So they ask a Mexican what he wants, and he goes, I want all my people in America to be happy and free and in Mexico. And so Genie, poof, all the spicks are in Mexico. And then he asks the black guy.
Nigger.
Yeah, that's what I said. Goes to the nigger, says, what do you want? And he goes, I want all my African, my nigger brothers in America to be back in Africa and happy and everything. You know, so Jay goes, poof, and all the niggers in America are in Africa. And this is going, I'm not funny today, I know. I'm having a hard day. I this joke sucks. It's a stupid joke.
Continue the joke.
So the genie says to the white guy, what's your one wish? And the white guy goes, you mean to tell me all the niggas and specs are out of America? Genie goes, yeah. He says, well, I'll have a Coke then.
I love a Coke.
Yeah. Everybody's out, and so it's just wants Coke because that's all he needs.
Tell me one more.
What?
Knock yourselves out.
Johnson's always got rope.
What?
Yeah. Always got a lot of rope strapped around him in the movies, and they always end up using it.
You've lost it, haven't you?
No, I'm serious.
Me too, that's stupid. And then one thing you're going to need a rope for.
I don't fucking know what you're going to need it for. They just always need it.
Station. This is a movie.
Oh. Right. That's right, Rambo.
All right, get your stupid fucking rope.
I'll get my stupid rope.
I'll get it.
There's my rope right there.
So can't fall, no, so can't.
Father.
Father.
Hello.
Uh-huh. Room number? We got a time of death? We got a body count? Uh-huh. I'll be down there in a bit. I keep the press up. What are you doing?
I just wanted to cuddle.
Cuddle? What a fag.
Ooh. This is a fucking slaughterhouse.
How many bodies, Greenlee?
Eight.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that one. Nine. Nine?
Well, Greenlee's out getting coffee. Anybody else want anything?
Shit.
So, Duffy, you got any theories to go with that tie?
Look, fuck all these other guys. This was their target, the fag man.
The what man?
The fat man.
Well, Freud was right. So you think they came for the fag man, huh? And what do you base this upon?
He was the only one done right. Double tap, back of the head.
And the pennies?
New hitman wants to leave his mark.
That's a possibility. No, you Irish cops are perking up. That's two sound theories in one day, neither of which deal with abnormally sized men. Kind of makes me feel like river dancing. Another possibility is they were placed there with religious intent.
Okay, some cultures still put pennies in the eyes of the dead, or silver.
The Italians, the Greeks.
Sicilians.
So, what's the symbology there?
Symbology? Now that Duffy has relinquished his king bonehead crown, I see we have an heir to the throne. I'm sure the word you were looking for was symbolism. What is the symbolism there? Let me explain it to you. In Greek and Roman mythology, when you died, you'd have to pay the toll to Charon, the boatman who ferried you across to the gates of judgment. This made sure the dead came to atone for what they did during their lives, to take the dollar Papascalius.
Jesus, you're the first one that ever got that.
Yeah, well, I'm an expert in namiology.
These burns indicate that they use silencers. Look at these entry and exit wounds. They're almost identical. The two bullets went in here through the top of the skull, crisscrossed, and exited through the eyeballs. This one clue tells us three distinct facts. Number one, Duffy?
They shot him at a downward angle. They put him on his knees?
Excellent. Number two, Greenlee.
They shot him at a downward angle.
It tells us he was the last to die. Number three, Dolly.
There was two shooters.
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Hey, wait a minute.
Stay with me, boys. What did they do to make two such identical wounds? Two men of similar height dropped this guy down, each put some iron to his head, and boom, that's all she freaking wrote.
What about one guy, two guns?
Possible, but unlikely. The angles are too extreme. A guy holding two guns to the back of your noodle is going to shoot straight ahead. He wouldn't cock out his elbows. Makes no sense. Besides, you telling me one guy came in here and killed eight men with eight extremely well-aimed shots in just a few seconds? No way. Had to be at least two.
You and your fucking world.
Just like on covers.
паскудный хороша! Если мы не закрепимся здесь, в Америке! Только стоим!
Where the fuck are you going? Fuck you. Sweating my ass off dragging your fucking rope around. Must weigh 30 pounds.
Shh. You're doing some serious shit, man. Get the fucking hold of yourself.
Oh, fuck you. I'm not the rope-toting Kelly Bros. I want to be just getting this fucking lost.
Oh, you fucking shut it. You
motherfucker.
Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, shit. Shepherds we shall be. For thee, my lord, for thee. Power hath descended forth from thy hand. Our feet may swiftly carry out thy command. So we shall flow a river forth to thee, and taming with souls shall it ever be. Nomine Patri et Filii, Spiritus Sancti.
Favored sheep, and you shall have the protection of all the angels in heaven.
Television. Television is the explanation for this. You see this in bad television.
Little assault guys creeping through the vents, coming in through the ceiling. That James Bond shit never happens in real life. Professionals don't do that.
Well, name one thing you're gonna need the stupid fucking rope for.
Oh, that was way easier than I thought.
Hey.
You know, on TV, you always got that guy that jumps over the sofa.
Yeah, then you gotta shoot him for 10 fucking minutes, too. Guys.
We're good.
Yes, we are. Now, what do you think is in that little case there? Fuck me.
Oh, the hits just keep on coming.
Ow. Give it a smell. I love our new job.
Boss, I'm a fit in his backup, huh? I'm Rocco. I'm the funny man. That ain't my name.
Where's
this
your gun? Where's your gun?
That ain't my real name here. Oh,
fucking sex shooter.
You know, I'm Body's genius. What the fuck were you gonna do? Laugh the last three to death? Funny man!
Papa Joe said there was only two! In and out! Boy, you guys sure did a good job. Ah, shit! You guys are good, huh? cool mask. Where'd you get him?
We gotta do him. Right here.
No, right now.
Right.
I'm the funny man. I'm
Ray!
Don't kill me. Don't kill me, please. I'm the funny man.
Certainly illustrates the diversity of work.
All these guys are Russian mob. But not like those two peons in the alley the other day. These guys are all syndicate bosses and underbosses. I have a dossier on every man in this room. Since the Iron Curtain has gone down, the Russian syndicates have started to come here. And in the spirit of glasnost, the Soviets have opened their borders to the mafia. But the Italians, they aren't convinced the grounds in Mother Russia are fertile enough for organized crime yet, so they ain't ready to commit. But the Russians are coming here anyway. They are unwelcome. So, what we have here, gentlemen, is possibly the beginning of the first international mob war. Unless I've totally missed something.
Live from the Copley Plaza Hotel, where we have just been informed that the largest multiple murder in Boston's history has just taken place. We have learned that there were 9 victims, all deeply involved in a notoriously violent Russian crime syndicate right here in Boston.
Anybody you think is evil?
Huh?
Don't you think that's a little weird, a little psycho?
You know what I think is psycho, Rob?
Decent men with loving families. They go home every day after work. And they turn on the news, you know what they see? They see rapists and murderers and child molesters. They're all getting out of prison.
Mafiosos. Getting caught with 20 kilos. Getting out on bail. It's a fucking day.
And everywhere, everyone thinks the same thing. That someone should just go kill those motherfuckers.
Kill them all. Admit it? Even you've thought about it?
You guys should be in every major city. This is some heavy shit. This is like Lone Ranger heavy, man. Fuck it! There's so much shit that pisses me off. You guys should recruit. Because I'm sick and fucking tired of walking down the street waiting for one of these crack-piping, ass-wiping, motherless lowlifes to get me.
Hallelujah, Jafar.
So, like, you're not just talking about mob guys, right? You're talking about pimps and drug dealers and all that shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. You guys can do this every goddamn day.
We're sort of like 7-Eleven. We're not always doing business, but we're always open.
That was nicely put.
Thank you very much.
Fuck you up, dude.
So then we go up to the fucking ceiling like this, and then we're all cut to the fucking joke, and then we're right up.
Guys, you ruined me. I'm fucking done. I'm in a fucking package, boy.
Who said that? You can take credit on that, you know.
What, are you serious?
Okay. If you think about it, it's all you can do, really. And you can't go in there and tell them it was us.
Climb a carpet ladder, boy. Don Rocco.
Fuck it. I'm doing it. I deserve it. I've been working for those fat bastards since I've been in high school. Look at this fucking place. You're fucking me, man. They can suck my pathetic little dick and I'll dip my nuts in marinara sauce just so the fat bastards can get a taste of home while they're at it. Fuck it. I'm doing it.
it is.
Oh, my God. I'm hit. Motherfucker. I'm hit. I can't believe that just fucking happened.
Is it dead?
Oh, my God.
Gonna be angry about her cat?
Shit. She's on every drug known to man. Should have sold this thing for a dime bag, screw her. I do kind of feel like an asshole, though.
Yeah, Rocky, you sound really remorseful there.
She ain't been around in weeks, anyhow.
Listen, something's been bothering me about last night.
What?
What if your boss knew how many fellas were supposed to be there?
What are you saying?
Think about it. 9 men, 6 bullets.
Think they sold me out? No way.
Listen, you probably knew you'd end up nailing the fat guy. Maybe 1 or 2 more, but you had to know you weren't walking out of there. Think about it. The shooter's dead at the scene. There's no in-depth investigation. It's just like right over his fucking back. Because, fuck. As much as I love you, man, you're not exactly Don Corleone.
No, that... That's just not the way things are done. Besides, how's he know I just don't get in there? See, there's too many of them. Just serve me a fucking food and beat it.
He fucking knows you, Rock. A smooth hitter would have gone in there, seen it was a fucking wash and slipped out. But you, he knows this is your only shot. You've been waiting 18 fucking years.
No. That just ain't the way... That's bullshit. You don't know what you're talking about. It's just not the way things happen. It's, I mean, thanks for your concern and all, but that just ain't the thing of it.
Yeah, but do me a favor, all right, Rock? Just roll it around a bit on your way in, will you, for me?
No rolling. Nothing needs to be rolled.
Fuck. Where the fuck are you going? Just tell him.
Of course you fucking told him.
Well, then what the fuck?
Hey, you guys don't know that shit for sure.
Oh, you're such a fucking retard.
Hey, fuck you!
Oh, man, use your fucking brain for once. Is it so unbelievable that they don't fucking care about you?
Oh, yeah, you two fucking mix know what's going on, huh?
Fuck you, Rock! It's not a fucking thing you should gamble on, all right?
I'm the fuck out of here.
Fine! Fuck it! What kind of flowers you want at your funeral, you dumb what? It's the last time I'm gonna see you.
I'll be back at 9. Bury the fucking cat.
Listen, you get in there, you start getting the bad vibe, you get the fuck out quick.
Hello?
Bert.
Hey, Rock, you okay?
Anybody calls me?
No, man, are you sure you're okay?
Fucking fine. Catch you on the flip side.
Closure to our relationship.
You killed my...
Your what?
My...
Your... Huh? You what, bitch? I'll shoot myself in the head. You can tell me that's Cat's name. Go ahead. You what? Your precious little...
Give me.
Oh, Jesus. What color was it, bitch?
Don't you fucking yell at her like that, you prick.
Shit, your fat ass, Ravy. I can't buy a pack of smokes without running into nine guys you fucked. Jack.
Let's go. Right, let's get the fuck out of here. Those rat fucks. Oh, we're all laughing at me, man.
You sure you killed him, Rock?
Fucking A, right I did. I had a goddamn turkey shoot over there.
Anybody call for me?
No, you sure you're okay?
I'm fucking fine. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Denzel came in here shooting his mouth off. He made sure we knew. We did what we're supposed to, huh? We kept our mouths shut. You? You did your part. Fuck! They know we're good fellas now. We'll get taken care of, Ben.
What? Did everyone know? Next thing you tell me, Sal was in on it.
Denzel told Sal first. That fat fuck knew before we did. At least we got our funny man back, huh? Yes, I know that you fear me.
Did anybody see you?
Fuck, man. I might as well have gone around posting flyers. Right out in public, man.
Liberating, isn't it?
Let's fucking go!
You know, it is a bit.
Connor, stop the car. Stop the fucking car, man.
Vincenzo, that fat motherfucker, Yakovet is right here. He's the one that set me up. Then he went around shooting his mouth off, telling everybody it was good as dead. Goes in there every Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, jerks off in the same titty dance and never misses.
Yes, so?
So let's kill him, motherfucker. I mean, what are you guys? Like, that's your new thing, right? What the fuck? I mean, who makes a cut? Is there a raffle or something?
Well, to tell you the truth, those first ones, I just sort of fell into our laps.
Well, what do you think?
We haven't really got a system of deciding who, Rock. It's,
Me! I'm the guy. I know everyone, their habits, who they hang out with, who they talk to. I got phone numbers, addresses. I know who they're fucking. I know where they live. We could kill everyone.
So what do you think?
I'm strangely comfortable with it.
Mushmouth from Fat Albert.
Fine. Fuck it. I'm gonna throw chicken ice in you.
I don't care. Oh, just trying to be professional.
What
with
the
you.
Hell?
It's fine. Fuck.
Now shut the fuck up. You look good. Put it on. You look fucking scary, man.
Now, Rock, are you sure that you're all behaving?
She was in here when it all went down.
Did she idea?
They were wearing masks.
Of course they were.
Scream, you're dead! It's one's the end! Make like you don't know who the fuck I'm talking about!
Don't you talk to me like that, you dirty little girl. Oh, you give it to Daddy.
One, six motherfuckers!
Coming? Three. Two of them. Shoot.
The demon was so she would never be. They only had their feeling. Be the two sons.
A little theory from last night just got shot to shit. Something new is going on here. After talking to the dancer, we know their mark was the guy in the metal booth. After she watches him whack him, she passes out.
What the fuck are you doing? I'll tip her.
Why are there two extra victims?
Witnesses.
No, where they could have seen. Allow me to enlighten you, gentlemen, to the protocol of the porno industry, as I'm sure you've never been in one of these places before. A man goes into the booth, puts the money through the slot, the dancer gets it on the other side. She hits the button, the door goes up, now there's only glass between you, and it's a little fireman time.
No way they could have seen it.
Those doors were down, so that means this. They looked in, down through the people, saw these guys, open the doors from the inside, pop, 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 right through the glass. One.
It's like a scumbag yard, sir.
We should come down here once a week and clean house.
Maybe the three guys had something in common. Nah, this guy's big time. These two are street-walking scum.
That's what they had in common. They're all bad guys. Now they're all dead bad guys.
Oh, man, you gotta let me do these guys. I'm such a moron. I gotta make up for that pit thing.
No way. I've been waiting for this asshole.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. Give the guy a shot.
It's the real deal, Rock.
Evil man. Dead man. Good shooting, shitty shooting. Plus, we got us a genuine Kennedy assassination-style bullet theory here. Two guns were used. The guy in the middle was done with both of them. But this guy, he was killed with bullets from gun A only, and this guy, gun B only. But ballistics dug two slugs out of the wall from B over here where the victim was done with A. And it's the same thing over here.
Why the crossover?
That's just fucking weird. I have no idea. Jesus, I just can't think anymore. That scene over at the coffee shop today just tapped me out.
What scene?
Some guy went nuts over up a comm ab. Shot three guys zip in a coffee shop, broad daylight, fled the scene. Don't have much on him.
Why wasn't I informed of this?
They were related. Guy used a 38. No pennies, totally amateur.
Who were the victims?
A couple mob peons and a fat fuck bartender.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? All the lowlifes in quiet city Boston start dropping dead, and you think it's unrelated. Greenlee,
The day I want the Boston police to do my thinking for me, I will have a fucking tag on my toe. Now give me a squad car and get me over there. I want crime scene photos and any witness statements now.
So we shall flow a river forth to thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be. Nomine Patri et Filii, Spiritus Sancti.
Hey, man, you guys gotta teach me that prayer. That's some good shit, man.
Hey, look, Rock, it's a family prayer. My father's father before him, so that's our shit.
Oh, come on.
The victims were found at a local adult entertainment parlor. These murders, coupled with the three suspected mob-related killings that occurred at this local Boston deli earlier this afternoon, brings the death toll to six just today. There is no doubt that all the victims have been criminals. Perhaps this explains why a public outcry to have these crimes stopped has not been heard.
These two crime scenes are related.
Too many coincidences.
Same day, 5 hours apart, dead mobsters on both scenes. Now,
why did he kill the bartender?
Crime of passion. Just went nuts. He shot everyone in here. Just ran out of bullets.
Does this look like a friggin' post office to you? This guy came in here with intent. Maybe he didn't know exactly what he was gonna do, but he had a pretty good idea. Now, the bartender was no fucking accident.
Well, we didn't get any help on that. And a lot of people saw it. Nobody's talking.
Ignorance. Oh, look. Are you guys seeing the pattern here? We got big questions at both of these crime scenes with no answers. Why did they kill the guys in the other two booths? Why did they do the bartender? Fuck! I hate two crime scenes! I'm fucking leaving now. And do me a favor, tell me when the next one dies, because these guys are not done yet.
What did you do?
Look, this package boy. He could bring down the whole East Coast if he decides to turn state's evidence. He could take us apart, brick by brick. But he's happy. Now, just killing us, one by one. And worse, he's good at it.
Listen, kid, I hope you understand who you're dealing with here. This guy is no slouch.
When I was a boy, your papa used to speak of him like he was a ghost.
Your father and I used him 3 times in 20 years. Only when things got totally fucked. Whenever we needed one of our own bumped off, we'd call this guy in. He had a thing for clipping wise guys. But only one rule. No woman, no kids. Believe me, kid, you don't want this guy unless you are 100% sure you need him. He's a fucking monster.
But only one thing. He's been rotting in the can the last 25 or 30 years. Don't even know if he's still alive or if he's even up to it.
Oh, there are ways around that.
Yeah, go find one.
All right, let's talk some business here. I know a sick fuck makes the ones we've been doing look like altar boys. Worst night of my life when I met this guy. The guy never says a fucking word to me. We're driving 25 minutes. Never a sigh, no throat clearing, nothing. His face, blank man, just nothing there. This guy takes out a whole family, wife, kids, everyone, like he's ordering a fucking pizza.
This house is clean.
I know if I didn't keep it together, it was my ass. He has a poker game out back of his place with a bunch of wise guys every Saturday. Worst day of my life, man.
Well, I'm sold. Don't worry, Rock. Do this guy right and you'll feel a lot better.
Okay. Here's what happened. I waited in a parked car down the street for the kid to leave.
There he goes.
They came in through the garage. The kid says he leaves it open when he takes his bike out.
Now they know the wife is the gatekeeper. She knows the code.
Get the numbers, lady. Get the numbers. I will kill you. I will kill you. Why do I always gotta be on bitch detail?
The wife says she doesn't know what happened after she hit the code. She just remembers going down. But judging from the burn mark on her back, I think what they did was use a stun gun on her. Now, this guy knows that his friend has come to the game, and they know that this door can only be opened from the inside. So they wait. And when that door opens, man, nobody's ready. Panic. Devastation. This was like shooting fish in a friggin' barrel.
All of them.
Guys dove under the table. The trajectory on the bullet showed that they came from straight across. So that means one of our shooters dropped to his knees.
Look again, for fuck's sake! I know what the fuck he looks like! Look behind you!
Shoot this motherfucker!
No! Fucking let the police go! Let him go!
Fuck!
Hey! Now's your time, you strike rock!
Fucking you kill him!
It's your idea to bring him in!
One of these guys is a real sicko. We knew this man. He wanted him to suffer.
All right, Ross! Now's your call! You take that man!
I don't want to die!
Take a fucking deep breath there, Rock. You did fine. It was nicely done.
They exited out the front door. They had no idea what they were in for. They're staring at six men with guns drawn. It was a fucking ambush.
This was a fucking bomb dropping on Beaver Cleaverville.
For a few seconds, this place was Armageddon.
There was a firefight!
Just one guy with six guns.
Why don't you let me do the thinking, huh, genius?
Hey, what's taking so long with those blood samples?
I can't get a good sample. There's variables here I'm not seeing.
They use ammonia.
None of this is any good.
Fuck! You know what that means? Even if we get suspects in the case, we got nothing. Fuck! Who the fuck are they? I've never seen any fucking thing like this in my fucking life. Who the fuck are they?
Thank you.
Fuck was he, Rocco? I know your fucking nose. It don't even start.
Fuck you! I pulled you another saw before!
At least you're fucking with you!
Fuck you! Fuck you, Rocco!
Fuck you!
You're
fucking
amateurs!
That their investigation will end in the apprehension of the suspects.
Fucking hell.
What? That guy?
It's the guy that got us off the hook with the Chekhov thing.
He's one smart man.
They got nothing.
Well, this guy's very sharp. If he hasn't figured us out yet, he will.
You bet your ass he will.
Well, I'd say that makes him a liar fucking ability.
He isn't to be touched.
He's a good man.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, you've already had quite a bit, you know. Are you sure you just want
to... Just pour the drink, you fairy fuck. Smell you.
Hey, Murph.
This early morning church shit's gotta go.
We have to go in the morning. We're in the lounge now, you know.
Right fucking here.
You won't do it. You won't, Connor. You love me, man.
So long. You there?
Yes, my son.
Do you think London will fuck this up?
How long since your last confession?
Christ. I never confessed. I come here for advice, not salvation.
Why have you come to a
church for counsel if you're not religious?
It's ethics. I put evil men behind bars. But the law has miles of red tape and loopholes for these cocksuckers to slip through. I found out that these two guys fixed the situation with an iron fist as if they had God's permission.
God's permission? God doesn't grant...
In this day and age, I believe what they do is necessary. I feel it is correct.
The soul is what gives us feelings. It's like a conduit through which the Lord speaks to us. You felt your answers would be here in the house of the Lord today. And you feel these men are necessary. So the Lord has spoken to you twice today.
Has he now?
You were the one who came into this church speaking about beliefs and feelings. Is it so hard to believe that God has brought you here?
I guess not.
Now, it's very easy to be sarcastic about religion. But it's much more difficult to take a stand.
I want to stand for what I believe in, Father.
First, you have to know what your beliefs are.
I believe that these young men are right.
You know them personally?
Yes.
Would they ever harm an innocent person for any reason?
No. They would never do that. Well, the two Irish guys went. The Italian guy, he's kind of an idiot.
I'm beginning to see all the things I wish I could do, these guys are doing.
What should I do? Because I am a man who's supposed to uphold the law.
The laws of God are higher than the laws of man.
Yes, I was thinking that too. No, I was feeling it. All I needed was to hear you say it. Amen. I will help them.
Forgive me, Father.
Thank you, Father. Whatever. Amen. Goodbye.
Listen, Mom. I mean this. You know. And remember, you're bound. You can't talk to anyone about this. No one.
Just get out of the church. Just get out of the church.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. What's that supposed to mean?
That's all you can give me?
Yeah, the light on the side of his face looked like he had a gray beard. Maybe late 50s, early 60s.
So you tell me it was one guy with six guns and he was a senior freaking citizen?
Everything's better.
We find this man before he finds us again.
I'll see what I can do. How do I get in touch with him?
We're going to hit all the jails tonight. In the comfort of his own home. We're going to move on to New York. Just
get a bit hard for us here.
Be careful. Right, call you tonight afterwards.
Feels like it's still left.
Yeah, well, it's not.
I don't know who he is. Nobody does. The Duke's a fucking Houdini. He does a disappearing act.
What did he bring him in for?
Well, he needs an outsider. This Rocco kid is smart. He knows everyone. His spotter hit us a mile away.
Just for him, the package boy.
He's the one shooting up all his guys, right? He's scared of the kid. Said he's good. He's got every gun in the city up there.
Up where?
Up his house. I don't know what's going on, but I know it's going to have something to do with this kid.
Oh, fuck.
We got him. They're trying to get him through the basement.
Come in. You have some answers for me, no?
Yeah. Fuck you. Rob! Rob, look at me! Look at that!
What do you boys think?
Just your talk.
They fucking ain't right.
Ain't no fucking way they're gonna talk.
I know Rocco. He ain't smart enough for shit. These other guys are the brains. He's just a player.
He's a punk. Does anyone think to do?
I don't mean no disrespect, but I think we're forgetting something here. Mm-hmm. This old Duce is a fucking animal. He's gonna stop when someone dies. I guarantee you right now he thinks this thing is on.
Cazzo, no! Ma perché? Perché?
What?
Sono così un testo di cazzo! This guy still thinks the job is on. Motherfucker is in the bushes right now. I am going. You four, stay here and deal with it.
One fucking guy.
Fuck you, Gino.
What's the big fucking deal?
Do it!
Go back downstairs, work on his press.
Shall we be those sent you know that has entertained us?
Sorry, baby. Tonight I've been living this shit on me. It's really hitting the fan in there. What I'm saying? Fucking Bugles came in and we sent it a Primo box.
You're a dirty
come
girl.
Oh, come to mama.
Oh. You want to ride up the chair?
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Come.
All right, let's go,
come
man.
On,
ringside.
Strong, man. Come on, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to shut the
what the fuck?
We will flow a river forth unto thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be. In only part we fill his spirit of sight.
Standing trial today for the third time in 2 years is infamous mafia don Papa Joe Iacovetta. Iacovetta takes the stand to defend himself against allegations of his involvement in the ordered killings of no less than 17 men. The state's case against him relies heavily on circumstantial evidence, and a third acquittal has already been predicted.
Never shall innocent blood be shed, yet the blood of the wicked shall flow like a river. The three shall spread their blackened wings and be the vengeful striking hammer of God.
I was with my mother. We were at Genovese, the butcher, because on Thursday she makes agnolotti.
Mr. Iacovetta, you will demonstrate order in my courtroom. Counsel, proceed.
Look at his charisma. He's the next John Gad. He'll walk, even with all this evidence. Look. All Iacovetta's people are on the left. All the families of the men he's killed are on the right. Everyone wants some justice.
I don't know what I was. Am I a...
Doesn't have a care in the world. He's gonna walk.
Yes. You! To the fire! Shut the fucking camera! Up! Drop your gun! One at a time, now! Drop it! What are you doing? You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world. You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later. All eyes to the front.
Now's a good time to fuck it.
Shut your fucking mouth! You must watch, dear. It'll all be over soon.
save us.
Would you not ask for your poor or your hungry?
We do not want your tired and sick.
It is your corrupt way, clan.
It is your evil that will be sought by us.
With every breath, we shall hunt them down.
Each day, we will spill their blood till it rains down from the skies.
Do not kill. Do not rape. Do not steal. These are principles which every man of every faith can embrace.
These are not polite suggestions. These are codes of behavior. And those of you that ignore them will pay the greatest cost.
There are varying degrees of evil. We urge you, lesser forms of filth, not to push the bounds and cross over into true corruption, into our domain.
But if you do, one day you will look behind you and you will see we three. And on that day, you will reap it.
And we will send you to whatever God you wish.
And shepherds we shall be, for thee, my Lord, for thee. Power hath descended forth from thy hand.
Cola!
Swiftly carry out thy command. We shall flow ever forth to thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be.
In nomine Patri.
Et Fili. Spiritus Sancti.
Is not how far. The question is, do you possess the constitution, the depth of faith to go as far as is needed?
After the astonishing display of vigilantism during the Yakavetta trial yesterday, the largest manhunt in recent memory is being undertaken to capture three men the media have dubbed the saints. This reporter went out to the streets to find out what you thought about these three.
Somebody can just go out, get a gun, and shoot somebody because they feel that they're doing some good in the world?
No comment.
Making the world a safer place.
Are you kidding?
They're killing for good, and they're only killing the people who
kill. Killing for good? Listen to yourself.
This is going to create something so much worse. I don't think so at all.
Well, I think you're just naive then. I love the Saints, man. They're doing a great job. Keep it going, man. Get these murderers off the streets.
They're not out there just killing for fame.
They just want to be famous.
They should be in every major city.
Every major city.
These guys are playing God. I mean, this whole religious twist. Who the hell do they think they are?
Hell yeah, I believe in capital punishment. If they let me, I'd pull the switch.
Get them all. Kill them all.
Oh, I'm all for it. F*** the motherfuckers. The more people they kill, the better it is for everybody. That's exactly what they
did. No, do not do that, Laquelle, because you don't even know.
Sign me up, man.
Sign me up, all right?
Where can I sign up?
Who are they to be judge and jury?
No, because what if your mom says no?
No comment.
No comment.
I'm afraid for myself. I'm afraid for my kids. I'm afraid to walk down the street.
I can't even believe you're saying that. That's crazy.
Well, I can't believe. When did you turn into such a sissy?
I think they just get off on killing people.
Oh, I have no comment. No comment on that, dear.
I have nothing to say. Thanks.
All this hoopla with the media, you guys are making it worse right now.
You're giving them the power. By sticking that microphone in my face, you're giving the Saints more power.
I don't want to talk about it.
I really don't want to talk about that.
You walk into some kid's bedroom and it's going to be there. You have Batman, Superman, and you know, and these Saints.
Are you losing any sleep, honey? Because you know what? I'm certainly not.
No comment.
No, man.
Damn
no,
good.
No, don't talk.
You're
to
right.
That.
No, you're right. Come on, you're right. I'm ready to my on, okay? I'm ready to get busy, too. You know, I'm ready to get busy.